back for the second half, which is becoming the last quarter of Mugs. But we welcome into the show Jenny Lantis. She is a candidate for the North Platte Public School Board in Ward 3. Jenny, welcome in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had Val on last week. I believe she's running in Ward 2, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly. And then you contacted me a while ago. You're running to replace in Ward 3. So what prompted you to enter the race?
Yeah, so, excuse me, mm-hmm. My husband and I, Bob and I, mm-hmm. moved to North Platte about 24 years ago, mm-hmm. and we've raised our three daughters here. Gracia, she's in law school. Mm-hmm. Lexi, she's a senior, and Whitley is in seventh grade. So we're still experiencing the school system every day. Mm-hmm. I'm a nurse at Great Plains Health, and a lot of my work focuses on processes and supporting staff so that they can do their jobs well. Mm-hmm. So I'm running for school board because I care about our community, mm-hmm. and I felt that I wanted to be part of making our school district mm-hmm. move forward.
Have there been some things either lately or as your kids have progressed that have come up that have kind of brought you to this point where you're actually, you know, not just thinking about it, but actually getting in the race and deciding to run because you think you can do some good?
Yeah. You know, there's been some leadership changes, mm-hmm. and I think with that brings a level of uncertainty. So I think it's just important to have clear communication and consistency, and I want to focus on bringing that that stability to help the school system move forward.
Mm-hmm. You talked about qualifications, being a nurse, and a lot of people would look at that and say, well, what, you know, that's completely different than being on a school board, but I'm sure you feel like some of the things that you've dealt with probably would carry over well if you are elected.
Yeah. So for the past decade, I've worked in quality and patient safety at the hospital. So a lot of my work focuses on process improvement and supporting the staff to ultimately improve patient outcomes. So in education, that also translates into supporting the supporting the teachers so that they can do their jobs really well to help improve outcomes for students as well.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, big motivation. You care about the community. You want to help move the district forward. What are some things that you think about that you'd like to do if elected that, in your mind, would move the district forward?
Yeah, again, just stability, supporting the teachers. To me, supporting the teachers looks like listening, really understanding their day-to-day, and making sure that when you're making decisions that you're keeping that in mind, and making sure that they have the resources that they need to do their jobs really well.
Mm-hmm. Do you envision a lot of communication between the school board and the staff to be able to have that continual feedback so you have an accurate picture of what they're going through and how you might support that?
Yeah, I think communication is key, but also really understanding what is actually happening in the schools. And making sure that whenever you're focusing on outcomes or initiatives, that you're keeping what's best for the student mm-hmm. in mind.
Of course, you have you get the feedback from your two kids that are still in the system there. So, does that help? You feel like give you a pretty accurate picture of what's happening in the classrooms to some degree?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, we, with our kids being so far apart, I get to experience the high school right now, and our youngest is in, she's at Adams. So it's definitely gives me a different perspective when, you know, we're living it every day.
Mm-hmm. In your mind, does there need to be drastic change, or is it just kind of small changes that you'd like to see implemented?
Yeah. No, I think we have a lot of positive momentum right now. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of great staff. our test scores have improved, and we also have a strong strategic plan in place. I think it's just really focusing on that stability and making sure that the staff feels supported so that they can do their jobs really well,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately keeping what's best for the students in mind.
Mm-hmm. You talked about supporting the staff. What about your view on the students and how you support them best?
Yeah. Again, it's the same as our mission at the hospital. Every decision that we make at the hospital is focused on the patient. What's best for the patient? Are we putting the patient first always? So it's really no different being mm-hmm. on the school board. You're focused on the student and putting the student first and what's mm-hmm. best for the student.
Mm-hmm. Do you have things in mind that would go towards that or would fulfill that in your mind? Things that you can do? Because a lot of people think of like, okay, I'm on a school board. There's a lot of policies that you have to look over and revise and make decisions on that.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some ways, do you have some like tangible things in your mind that you think you would like to move towards?
Yeah.
Might be different than what they're doing now to support students and staff.
Yeah. I think right now just the biggest issue is stability. So focusing on how we can provide clear communication and consistency. And I want to bring that calm, practical approach to the board
mm-hmm.
and make sure that we're focusing on what actually improves learning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal.
Yeah. Curriculum-wise, do you see the board getting into that as much as they do now, or, you know, conveying how you feel about certain things that are brought in and helping make decisions in that regard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'm a nurse, so first and foremost, mm-hmm. I have a lot to learn about the school board, but I think that I can bring my knowledge and ask thoughtful questions and make sure that I'm making informed decisions when we make mm-hmm. those decisions.
Do you know any current members of the school board? Have you had any contact with them to kind of feel them out on what you might be coming up against?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, no, I don't know any of the okay. current members. I do know some past board members.
Okay.
And I've been attending a lot of the meetings lately, so I've been
you have? Okay.
Uh-huh, trying to keep okay. up to date on what's going on.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you do have a good idea of the process involved and what they deal with, and mm-hmm. And I imagine going there, you're envisioning yourself, you know, sitting at the table and dealing with some of the same things they're dealing with right now.
Then, yep,
for sure. Jenny Lantis with us this morning. Is there anything else that you wanted to convey to the people that are going to be headed to the polls in May?
Yeah, I think, I'm not coming in with an agenda. Like I said, I'm a mom and I'm living this every day. So I want to bring a calm, practical approach to the board to make sure that we are supporting the staff, the students, mm-hmm. and ultimately the community.
I think you've said calm and practical and stability. Mm-hmm. You mentioned those words a lot. So that seems to be kind of, if you were going to kind of boil it down to your main platform, that kind of seems where you're
yep.
at, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Stability. You're not looking to go in there and be the bull in the china shop type thought, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. You just... But then on the other hand, too, if you have strong feelings, I'm sure you'd probably not hold back in expressing them if you feel like something needs to be conveyed, you know, that maybe they're not seeing or something, right?
Yeah, I think disagreements are good for boards. Mm-hmm. I think that's okay, but you have to make sure that you're listening with an open mind and that you're respecting other people's perspectives, and ultimately when you make those decisions, making sure that you're keeping the students at the center.
Okay. Sounds good. I think you've conveyed what you're all about very well, and I think people have a pretty good picture of, if they check that box in Ward 3 on May 12th, what they're voting for. So we appreciate you coming in
today.
And good luck as the election is now, I think, 6 weeks from Tuesday, I think. It's rapidly approaching. Have you hit some other outlets then, and to convey your message then? Or
you're my first stop.
Oh, okay. First stop. All right. I feel honored. Thanks a lot. Did your husband give you any tips on public speaking or how to get over nervousness when you're talking?
He told me you would take care of it all.
Yeah, I would take. Hopefully, my job is to put you at ease, and hopefully, I did that. You did a good job of communicating, and thanks for coming in this morning. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. That's Jenny Lantis. She's North Platte Public School District running for Ward 3 of the school board of North Platte Public Schools.